Hello everyone. Welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is A Park for the People. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast or any of my podcasts, please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Walla Walla Park is right next to the river in Wenatchee. When I first came here 23 years ago, it had just opened. Now, 23 years later, the trees are so much bigger, and the park is well used by the locals. Its biking and walking paths run for about 5 miles along the Columbia River. Then they continue over a bridge to the north. Follow the other side of the river south, and finally cross over the southern bridge to form an oval, or what we call the Apple Capital Loop Trail. It actually gets very busy as the walkers and bikers share the same paths. There is a courtesy rule that as a biker approaches people walking in front of him, he must call out, "On your left!" That way, the walkers can move over to the right and let the biker pass safely. Safety is, of course, very important when lots of people are using the same place for sport. The water sports, such as kayaking and fishing, also need safety precautions. The local council has supplied life jackets for anyone who wishes to use them. So if a family brings a boat to go fishing, they can use as many life jackets as they need, as long as they put them back afterwards. The same goes for kayakers, water skiers, and paddle boarders. It is a generous and practical idea. It also encourages people to be honest and to give back what they have borrowed. Along with the drinking fountains, toilets, play areas for children, and coffee hut, the free life jackets ensure a safe and enjoyable experience of the park. Okay, we have 3 things to look at in the podcast. The first thing that I'd like to examine is when I'm talking about how the paths run along the Columbia River. That sounds a rather strange thing to say, but the phrase to run along or to run the length of something describes how a physical or an imagined road or path travels and what it lies next to. Here's some examples. A. The route we will take runs up the mountain face and then along to the right. The route we will take runs up the mountain face and then along to the right. B. The state boundary runs right along the river. The state boundary runs right along the river. C. Semi-precious stones can be found on the entire length of the stream. Semi-precious stones can be found on the entire length of the stream. Now here I didn't use the verb to run. Instead, I said can be found. But my idea was that you can find these stones all the way along where the stream is. Number 2, a courtesy rule. What did I mean by a courtesy rule? Well, courtesy is politeness. It's when you're using correct social etiquette. So a courtesy rule is basically one that is established for the good of the general public, to keep everybody happy, to keep everybody safe. A. Opening the door for a lady used to be a courtesy rule. Opening the door for a lady used to be a courtesy rule. B. Waving at a driver who has just let you into traffic is a courtesy rule. Waving at a driver who has just let you into traffic is a courtesy rule. Now, just the cultural note here. Here, and from my experience also in England and in Spain, that is a courtesy rule. If you're driving and a driver lets you into the flow of the traffic, you just give them a little wave as if to say thank you. And finally, number three, the very useful phrase, as long as. As long as. It kind of means if. But it's slightly different. It implies that a condition has to be met. Let's see three examples. A. You can go to the cinema as long as you are home by 11. You can go to the cinema as long as you are home by 11. B. They can borrow our car as long as they buy extra insurance. They can borrow our car as long as they buy extra insurance. And C. She can borrow $20 as long as she pays me back by Thursday. She can borrow $20 as long as she pays me back by Thursday. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Remember that I have a very short free ebook called The Golden Whisper, and you can download it for free. Just click on the link on the blog. And also my app is available for Amazon and iOS. And of course, you're all welcome to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. Well, thanks for joining me. Until next time, bye-bye.